Good afternoon, fellow commissioners, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to recommence our plenary session for this afternoon. And we are going to begin with agenda item number 4, whale stocks. However, before we begin, just to indicate to you that in terms of our time frame, we anticipate that we will have a coffee break just about 4:15. And I want to urge you that our coffee break will be no more than 20 minutes this afternoon, and I'm encouraging you to make it 20 minutes. And that I'm hoping to end our session this afternoon at 6 p.m., bearing in mind that there's a function scheduled for outside at 6 p.m., and it's important that we try and finish on time. I know we're challenged. We have a very packed agenda that we're trying to complete most of the items in the order of business slated for today. It's going to be a challenge, so I just want to seek your cooperation in our attempts to do that. So we will have a coffee break at 4:15, and we'll attempt to finish our sessions at 6 p.m. this afternoon. So I'm going to invite you to agenda item number 4, whale stocks. And the scientific committee will report on the progress of its work on the assessment of priority whale stocks identified in its report. And that's IWC/62/REP1. That's the document you'll need to look at for this agenda item. That's IWC/62/REP1. I'll now invite Debbie Palka, Chair of the Scientific Committee, to report back on the outcome of the committee's discussions. Debbie?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to let you know that I'll be providing a very brief summary of the Scientific Committee report, and that hopefully it will help you since you have so many topics left on your agenda and not much time. But I did also want to say that the other recommendations that I haven't explicitly said are still important to our work. So with that, I wanted to point you to the whale stock section, which is on page 32 of the subcommittee report. Under 10.1 is the Antarctic minke whales. So, to conduct an in-depth assessment of this species, an agreed abundance estimate is needed. As we discussed last year, there are two different abundance estimates that give quite different point estimates, although both show a decline between the circumpolar 2 and circumpolar 3. This year, progress has been made in determining the cause of these differences, and the committee has developed a work plan that should finalize this work. However, in light of our previous promises to finalize these estimates, a contingency plan has been suggested such that next year we will certainly be able to provide an agreed abundance estimate for the use in the assessment. So, once we have an agreed abundance estimate, this can be incorporated into a catch-at-age-based assessment model. While we were developing the assessment model, it was noted that age reading variability was present. And so to assess this, a committee-designed age reading experiment was conducted, as you can see on page 33 of our report. The result of this was then used in sensitivity tests within the context of the assessment model. So in conclusion, the committee agreed that no further experiments or analyses on the age reading errors are needed, and a work plan has been developed in completing the catch-at-age-based assessment model that you can see on page 34 of our report. As I mentioned just a few seconds ago, both abundance estimates show a decline over the years. Our discussion of this decline is on page 34 under item 10.1.4. So one possible reason for this decline is that perhaps some of the animals over the years have been in the pack ice, and that amount has been varying over time. And so these animals are unavailable for us to survey from the vessels. However, unfortunately, there have been very few data to help evaluate this hypothesis. But this year, the committee was pleased to receive several papers reporting and analyzing data from surveys of whales within the pack ice. This is includes an aerial survey that was conducted by the Australian East Antarctic Program in conjunction with the IWC SOAR survey. And another aerial survey was conducted by the German program on the Polarstein icebreaker vessel. So the committee welcomes this work and thanks the governments of Australia, Germany, and the Netherlands. It's also was pleased to tell you that we did have a successful collaboration between the Australia program and the IWC SOAR program. And I'll talk more about the SOAR program under another one of your agenda items. So that's all for right now on the Antarctic minke whales. If you have any questions, otherwise I can move on to the next topic.
United Kingdom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We note the investigation to explain the differences between two abundance estimates for the Antarctic minke whales has continued. The two methods give different estimations of abundance, with one model giving about double the abundance than the other. This is a cause for concern, and therefore we support continuation of the work to identify the reasons for the differences between the models. Nonetheless, despite the differences in estimates, both methods are consistent in that they show a substantial decline between the two surveys. We believe this is alarming, as it is unclear why this is and could be of significant importance to the whale populations. We therefore urge that this is investigated as a priority. Thank you.
Japan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I also like to thank the Chair of a Scientific Committee, Dr. Parker, for our presentation. We also think it is unfortunate that again this year there were no convergence of scientific view about the current stock status of Antarctic minke whales. And now the Scientific Committee, I believe, is planning or strive to make a final conclusion to this task but this next year's Scientific Committee. As to the difference between Circumpolar 2 and Circumpolar 3 research activities, as pointed by the Dr. Parker, as well as to some extent by our British delegation, we have seen many different factors. And my understanding is the major factors that is affecting the stock estimate seems to be a status of ice. And our scientists' analysis indicating that when the sea surface or ice surface is bigger, the stock estimate is lower. And simply, we believe that the many animals are under the ice or beyond the ice where the research SOAR research vessel couldn't reach. And the Circumpolar 3 that has a smaller stock estimate number is the time or period when the sea ice coverage was bigger than the Circumpolar 2 situation. And also, I'd like to draw your attention that we have to look at the situation area by area. And on page 33 of the report of a scientific committee, now we have table 4, where the two different method, one is called OK, another one is called Splinter, is listed. And as you may find, the big difference or big apparent decline is happening mainly area 2 and area 5, where we know that the ice condition fluctuate substantially from year to year. As we don't see any reason of actual drastic decline of minke whales between Circumpolar 2 and Circumpolar 3, we have a great doubt that notion that something catastrophic happened between CP2 and CP3. We believe it's more of the issue of a difference of analysis method as well as the ice conditions. So we are looking forward to see a some conversion of scientific views at the next year's scientific committee, and especially if we are to use RMP sometime in the future to southern hemisphere minke, whichever the number, we are quite certain that number to be calculated is quite substantial as compared to the current level of a sample size by our research activities, so that will indicate very safe sustainability of activities we are conducting in the Antarctic Ocean. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan, Mexico.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We agree with the points made by the United Kingdom and also by Japan. We do need to recall that the abundance of the minke whale in the Antarctica has been greatly debated for a number of years. We've reviewed it very closely with a fine-toothed comb, as we have said before. We continue to find differences between the splinter method and the OK method. As the commissioner from the United Kingdom said, if there is there is a significant difference between CP1, CP2, and CP3. So, we need to seriously consider the reasons for this reduction and consider what types of management measures can be used to lower the use levels in order to make sure that we are conserving more effectively. We also need to recognize that the scientific committee has agreed and has decided that no more analysis or experiment is needed in the age reading errors. We would like to thank the scientific committee for the work they did. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Debbie, may you continue the report?
Thank you. This is under your agenda item 4.2, the Southern Hemisphere humpback whales. So these species are discussed under item 10.2 of the Scientific Committee report and also in Annex H. So you can find the text on the bottom of page 34 of our report. The committee currently recognizes seven breeding stocks of humpback whales in the southern hemisphere, which are labeled A to G, as you can see in figure 3 on page 35. The SC has already...
Excuse me, Debbie, I'm sorry. In New Zealand, you wanted to make an intervention in a previous item? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Debbie. Continue.
Okay. So if you see the figure page... The figure 3 on page 35, you can see the seven stocks that are labeled A through G. The SC has already completed the assessment of four of the breeding stocks, which are A, C, D, and G. And you may remember that the stock C was completed last year. So the main focus this year was on breeding stock B, which uses the waters off of the western coast of Africa, as you can see in figure 4, also on page 35. So considerable discussion took place on the plausible stock structure hypotheses and associated information on abundance and mixing rates and the allocation of past catches to the breeding stocks and the substocks. Putting all these pieces together led the committee to recommend a mixed stock assessment. Completion of this assessment has taken longer than we expected, and the committee has developed a very strict timeline and work plan that should be completed by the end of next year. And you can see that work plan on pages 38 to 39. So with the planned completion of the assessment of breeding stock B, the committee will also initiate the assessment of breeding stocks E and F next year. But you may note that the that these stocks do mix with the breeding stocks within D, so they may, breeding stock D may also need to be revisited. This year, several additional papers were presented that were relevant to the other breeding stocks A, D, E, and F. These are described under item 10.2.2 on page 39 and onwards. I've already reported our great concern over the status of the Arabian Sea humpback whales to the Conservation Committee, so I won't repeat the details here, but you can see them on page 40 under our item 10.2.2.4. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer them. Thank you.
New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. New Zealand welcomes the Scientific Committee's report on Southern Hemisphere humpback whales. Although most of the committee's discussions this year were centered on the African breeding stocks, I do want to mention briefly two passages of particular interest to the Pacific Island countries and to New Zealand. These are found on pages 39 and 40 of the report. We welcome the recommendation that assessments should be initiated next year for breeding stocks E and F. These populations overwinter in the waters of East Australia and several Pacific Island countries and territories, and they spread over a vast expanse of ocean from New Caledonia to French Polynesia, and we strongly support that proposal. We also note that extensive collaborative non-lethal research programs based on genetic and photo identification studies have revealed a complex picture, with mixing of substocks on both tropical breeding grounds and feeding grounds in the Southern Ocean. We note with concern the results of an extensive collaboration between the researchers in a number of Pacific Island countries and territories, which concluded that the total abundance of humpback whales across the vast realm of Oceania is between 2,300 and 3,500, which is less than 10% of the abundance in 1900. The recovery in relation to these stocks is not occurring to any great degree. Two important conclusions in our view are to be drawn from this report. First, that non-lethal methods are more adequate for scientific research to provide management advice for humpback whales in Oceania. And secondly, commercial whaling operations on southern ocean feeding grounds for humpback whales decades ago have severely inhibited the opportunities for Pacific Island developing states to develop important whale watching industries. Growth in these populations is extremely slow, and all efforts should be made to protect and encourage the fragile recovery. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. USA.
Thank you, Chair. The U.S. would also like to thank the SC for their fine work. We note the description in the report about the resident humpback whale population in the Arabian Sea. The U.S. agrees with the Scientific Committee that this population would benefit from the development of a conservation plan, much like the one prepared for the western gray whale population. Further, we suggest that this population, because it is so small, be added to the small endangered whale population list that's currently being monitored by the Conservation Committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, USA. Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the Chair of the Scientific Committee for her report. Similarly to the distinguished commissioner from New Zealand, I'd like to draw your attention to the report of the Scientific Committee that's at the end of page 40 in the report, highlighting the importance of the preliminary results from the joint Australian-New Zealand Antarctic whale expedition. And in this interest of time, Mr. Chairman, I won't go into the details of those results at this time, because this evening, in conjunction with New Zealand, we have a side event at 6 o'clock, hopefully, where we will explain in more detail and release the results of this important non-lethal research expedition. So hopefully all of the delegates and observers can join us there. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support and agree with the intervention of New Zealand and Australia, and we also want to support the intervention made by the delegation of the U.S. on the population of humpback whale in the Arabian Sea. We are working, and it is going to be on the list of the Conservation Management Plan because this stock has been severely depleted by indiscriminate Soviet hunting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico.
The Commission notes the Scientific Committee report and endorses any recommendation. Debbie, you may continue with 4.3.
Okay, thank you. 4.3 is the Southern Hemisphere blue whales. The discussions of this doc are on item 10.3 of the Scientific Committee report, and that begins on page 41. You can also find more details in Annex H. So new estimates of abundance and the descriptions and genetics of the Southern Hemisphere blue whales were presented, as you can see on page 41. The committee completed the circumpolar assessment of the Antarctic blue whales in 2008 that revealed that while most severely depleted, blue whales in the Antarctic appeared to be increasing at about 8%. It agreed that the next stage was to look at the area-specific assessments for the Antarctic blue whales and also the possibility of looking at the pygmy blue whales. For a number of reasons, the committee is examining other methods for obtaining abundance estimates of blue whales other than just line transect analyses, and these include mark recapture methods and acoustic techniques. The Cooperative Southern Hemisphere Blue Whale Photo ID Catalog is an extremely valuable tool in this regard, and the committee was pleased to receive a progress report on this. Also pleased to find out that the incorporation of the blue whale photos from the JARPA and the IDCR SOAR cruises have been incorporated into that catalog. In addition, work on matching the photos is underway. So the committee recommends to continue the support of this and the use of this catalog. The committee was also pleased to hear of work on surveys, telemetry, genetics, and acoustics that will be contributing to the area-specific assessments that will be taking place in the future. In addition, the committee encourages continuation of the research projects and recommends that the results are presented when they're available. Thank you.
Thank you. Debbie, any comments? I see no comment. The Commission notes the scientific report and endorses any recommendations. You may continue. 4.4
is the Western North Pacific gray whales. These animals are discussed under item 10.4, which you can find on page 42 of the Scientific Committee report. You can also get more details in Annex F. So this year, the most exciting news related to this species is the committee received the first draft of the conservation plan for this critically endangered western gray whale. This was developed by scientists from range states and elsewhere and has already been reported to the conservation committee. The plan includes 11 focused actions that relate to coordination, public awareness, conservation research, monitoring, and mitigation. The committee strongly endorses this plan and recommends it to the commission and range states. It recommends that it is broadly distributed and is used as a model for development of other conservation plans for other cetacean species. In addition to this plan, the committee received papers on genetics, distribution, abundance, and life history parameters, and a number of research recommendations have been made, and you can see those on page 43. The committee was pleased to receive information on a Japanese educational program for fishermen and on telemetry program that is scheduled to take place this summer. And after discussion, the committee re-emphasized the importance of continued long-term monitoring and recommended that if the observed density of gray whales in the feeding area continues to decline or remains lower than in previous years, future studies should investigate whether this reflects natural variability, such as prey availability, or industrial distribution, or some other factor or factors. So in terms of conservation advice, as you can see on page 43 under our item 10.4.2, in addition to the conservation plan, the committee made recommendations regarding 1, the postponement of a seismic survey that's planned for 2010 in a high density area of the western gray whales, and and two, support for continuation of the work of the IUCN Gray Whale Advisory Panel. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Any comments? Japan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, again. And Japan is one of range states of North Pacific Western Gray Whales. And we have a grave concern about its very depleted status. And because of this, in 2008, January 1st, we have strengthened the Fisheries Resources Protection Act so that we can provide a full protection to Western Gray Whale. And under this new strengthened protection law, the catch of Gray Whale will be prohibited. And in addition, the position and distribution of any parts of a gray whale is now prohibited. And in addition, as Debbie just explained, we have been conducting educational programs for the set net fishermen in order to avoid the bycatch of this Western gray whale. And we have held a series of briefing and working group sessions and with some educational materials. And fortunately, since 2007 January, there are no incident outtake reported. And Japan is committed to continue to work hard to provide or to prevent the human-induced mortality of this very depleted species and cooperate with other range states to strengthen the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Japan, USA.
Thank you, Chair. The U.S. views the Western Pacific gray whale as one of the world's most endangered populations of large whales, as we've heard today. Like the SC, the U.S. welcomes the IUCN Conservation Plan for Western North Pacific gray whales and recommends that it be broadly distributed. It will provide a model for the development of other conservation plans for other populations. We also hope that the range states will support this plan and work towards its implementation as soon as possible. Regarding the seismic surveys this summer on the Western gray whale's feeding grounds, the U.S. agrees with the SC's recommendations. I'm not sure if this is going to come up later in the report or if it's appropriate to talk about it now.
Yes.
Okay. We would like to ensure that the surveys occur as early as possible in June, and that monitoring mitigation plan is in place and implemented before the seismic surveys are conducted. We also believe that all oil and gas operations around Sakhalin Island should operate with the best possible practices to protect these whales and their habitat. Thank you.
Thank you, USA. Russian Federation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
В России придает большое значение сохранению этой популяции.
Russia is recognized the conservation of this population.
Нефтяные компании, которые там развивают свою активность, серьезно участвуют в научных исследованиях и финансируют их.
The oil companies involved in the Sakhalin Energy project are seriously involved also in the process of mitigation and conservation plans for this population.
И эти исследования продолжаются и планируются и в этом году, и в следующем году.
So such surveys are going to be continued this year and next year too.
Мы планируем и уже начали совместные работы с японскими коллегами по изучению генетических исследований.
We have already started joint surveys with our Japanese colleagues.
По генетическим исследованиям.
Over the genetic analysis.
В этом году Планируем начать работу по мечению китов спутниковыми передатчиками.
So this summer we are going to start the works of for targeting of gray whales.
Господин председатель, я согласен с тем, что написано в отчете.
Mr. Chairman, I'm agreed with the with scientific report.
Но меня смущает некоторая терминология и некоторые рекомендации.
But I'm worried about some terminology, about some terms and recommendations put in this paper.
Что касается терминологии, меня смущает то, что независимые эксперты провели работу по оценке деятельности Роснефти.
Может показать? I'm not sure. I'm worried that some independently reviewed by experts and over the activity of Rosneft company.
Мне интересно, они независимые ученые, они не зависят от кого?
It's a very interesting thing for me. They are independent, these scientists, but they independent of whom?
Оценку деятельности нефти проводили, Роснефти проводили и российские эксперты тоже.
So the activity of Rosneft was held also by the Russian experts too.
В Министерстве природных ресурсов создана специальная рабочая группа.
The Ministry of Russian the Ministry of Natural Resources resources of the Russian Federation created some special group which is named Russian Interdepartmental Interagency Working Group for Western Gray Whale Conservation.
На этой группе мы рассматривали перспективы Роснефти.
So inside of this group we considered we have considered the perspective for the this population.
И дали рекомендации Роснефти, как она должна проводить сейсморазведку.
And we made some recommendations for Роснефть how to conduct the seismic surveys.
Ну, я не знаю, это зависимые ученые или независимые эксперты.
I don't know, are they independent or probably dependent experts?
Мне хотелось бы, чтобы в документах очень корректно обращались с терминами.
I would like that in IWC documents would be taken very correctly terms, corrective terms.
Мы неоднократно говорили о том, что в документах предыдущих сессий указывали о научных группах, которые финансируются нефтяными компаниями, и в документах было отмечено, что вот они зависимы от нефтяных компаний.
So we told for many times before that in IWC documents would be better to put information about the independent experts and so these groups of experts had to be independent of oil companies.
Но нам говорили, что они зависимые от нефтяных компаний.
But sometimes we heard that such groups are dependent of oil and gas companies.
В том числе от компании Sakhalin Energy.
Including, for example, the Sakhalin Energy oil and gas project.
Если мы, господин председатель, откроем приложение F.
If we will open the Annex F.
Там есть аппендикс 4 на последней странице.
The appendix 4 at the last page of this paper.
И в последнем предложении сказано.
And the last sentence of this report tells that it should be also be noted that the 5-year contract between IUCN and Sakhalin Energy expires at the end of 2011, and it remains to be seen whether or and under what terms a similar panel process will continue beyond that time.
Я правильно понимаю, что в этой ситуации IUCN зависим от Сахалин Energy, и эксперты там не независимые, а зависимые?
Do I understand correctly that experts of IUCN group are dependent on Sakhalin Energy project?
Если деньги кончаются в 2011 году от Сахалин Energy, что не является ли это сигналом к Роснефти заплатить?
And does it mean that if a contract between IUCN and Sakhalin Energy so will expire in next year, does it mean that Rosneft have to pay for continuing of expertise by IUCN?
В любом случае, мы знаем эту проблему с Роснефтью и с проблемой с сейсморазведкой.
In any case, we know this problem is appear with problem with seismic surveys and with Роснефть.
Свою работу на 2011 год, насколько я информирован, они переносить не будут, а будут работать уже в этом году.
As much as I know, Роснефть. Роснефть is not going to postpone their work for the next year 12-11, but they are going to conduct their work this year.
Я в любом случае проинформирую заинтересованные природоохранные агентства Министерства России о беспокойности.
And I will inform, of course, our ministries and agencies of environmental issues about this case.
Еще раз просто хочу сказать, что нужно, пожалуйста, аккуратнее с терминологией.
And I notice again that please be careful with the terms and formulations.
А что касается программы по сохранению китов, плана по сохранению?
So concerning the program for conservation of whale population.
Планы.
Plan for conservation.
К сожалению, эксперты IUCN не контактировали, не было прямых контактов с федеральными министерствами и агентствами по этому плану.
Unfortunately, IUCN experts haven't contacted directly with official bodies and agencies in Russian government, federal Russian government.
В любом случае, мы принимаем эту программу, мы ее будем обсуждать, и там, где это возможно, будем стараться следовать этому плану.
But we accept this program and we will discuss in Russian government this program and we will try to follow to this program.
Мы будем стараться.
We will try. We will keep trying to follow this
там,
program.
Там, где это возможно.
Where is it, when it's possible.
Спасибо. Председатель научного комитета, спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Chairman of Scientific Committee.
Thank you, Russian Federation, Mexico.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We support the intervention of the distinguished Alternate Commissioner of the U.S., and we share their concern about the potential impact of the Rosneft seismic surveys on a severely depleted population and also the recommendations of the Scientific Committee, and we hope that they can be heeded, in this case by Russia. We also recognize the advisory panel for the Western Gray Whale of the IUCN. And we know that they're going to be a model for the conservation plans in the conservation committee. We also want to recognize Japan's efforts to avoid bycatch, including its own training program. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico.
New Zealand.
Zealand did not seek the call, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry. Monaco.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Along with the previous four speakers, we also wanted to comment on the Western North Pacific grey whales. Following the probable extinction of the Baiji, the Western grey whale is now one of only four cetacean populations classed as critically endangered on the IUCN Red List. And we wanted to draw attention to the draft conservation plan for Western grey whales that's been drawn up by IUCN and endorsed by the scientific committee, as just mentioned by the chair of the committee. And we note that the scientific committee has recommended that the commission endorse this plan, and we hope that this recommendation will be agreed here. We note also that an objective of the conservation plan is the reduction of anthropogenic mortality to zero. And in this connection, we are very encouraged that the measures taken by the Japanese authorities, as just explained by the distinguished delegate of Japan, that these measures do, as far as we can see, do appear to have already borne fruit, in that there have been, fortunately, as far as we know, no entrapments of grey whales in the last 2 years in the coastal waters of Japan, which we believe gives grounds for cautious optimism about the potential for recovery of this population. With regards to the seismic surveys, as mentioned just now by the distinguished delegates of the USA and the Russian Federation, we note that the scientific committee has strongly recommended that the survey planned by the company Rosneft in July and August this year should be postponed at least until June 2011 for two reasons. The first reason is so that the survey can be conducted outside the period at which grey whales are present there in substantial numbers. This survey is planned to take place in an area such that that much of the main feeding ground of grey whales will be insonified by this survey, and in particular the areas which are of most importance to mothers with calves. And so there is a risk of a significant demographic impact on this population. So we hope that the Commission will endorse this recommendation, and that our colleagues from the Russian Federation will work as far as they can with the relevant authorities and the company involved to address this urgent conservation problem. If I can just also speak briefly in my role as observer here for IUCN, as mentioned by the Commissioner for the Russian Federation, the IUCN Advisory Panel on Grey Whales is one of the bodies, in addition to the Scientific Committee, which has recommended that this seismic survey be postponed, both for moving it outside the area where grey whales are using, outside the time period when grey whales are using the area, but also in order to allow an adequate mitigation plan to be developed. The IUCN panel, which works together with the company Sakhalin Energy, did last year make a similar recommendation that a seismic survey planned by the Sakhalin Energy Company should also be postponed in order to allow an adequate monitoring and mitigation plan be developed. That recommendation was accepted, and that survey was indeed postponed and is taking place now under the monitoring and mitigation plan developed by the IUCN Advisory Panel. And we hope that we could come to a similar arrangement with respect to the seismic survey that is planned for this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Monaco. Korea?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Korea, I would like to thank to Chair of Scientific Committee, Dr. Parker, for her hard work and contribution to the Scientific Committee. As for the Western gray whale species, Korea actually has utilized the species several decades ago, but due to overexploitation, the species has been extinct from Korean waters for a long time. So Korean government, to protect this species, has designated this species as protected species in the middle of the 1960s. Ever since, we have monitored this species migrate into Korean waters, but there have been no observation of the species in Korean waters for more than 20 years. But still, we are carrying out a monitoring program to find out whether or not the gray whale species occurring in Korean waters. So we will continue to do this effort every year in the future time. In this regard, Korea strongly supports the plan to conserve Western Pacific gray whale species. So because we are very, very interested in the dynamics of gray whale species, even in Russian waters. So we hope that the Commission endorse this plan and provide enough fund to do this program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Korea. United Kingdom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The UK notes with concern the critically endangered status of this population and welcomes range states and companies continuing to engage with the Western Grail Whale Advisory Panel and the IWC Scientific Committee to look at ways to mitigate anthropogenic disturbance of this population. We note the planned seismic survey to take place in July of this year, coinciding with the critical period of the Western Grey Whale's feeding season. And we would strongly urge consideration of its postponement in line with the advice from the Scientific Committee. We would propose that the survey takes place in June 2011, as proposed by the panel, as this would provide the panel with time to consider suitable mitigation measures. We also strongly support the Australian work, Australia, for its conservation management plans, and agree with the US that this plan could be exemplary. The UK sponsored the work of the panel when it was established, providing some funding to it. We have great faith in its independence. Indeed, we regularly act as observers. We hope that the Commission will endorse the recommendation of the Scientific Committee on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Austria?
Thank you very much. As you know, Austria is and was always very concerned about highly endangered species and stocks. And we are grateful for all the efforts done to protect this stock of Western Pacific gray whales. It goes without saying that we agree to the IUCN recommendations, and we really hope that they will be endorsed by the Commission. The contribution of IWC to the International Year of Biological Diversity must be to ensure that all cetaceans remain in a resilient and healthy component of marine ecosystems. In light of the deeply regrettable extinction of the Baji dolphin of China, this is just another test case for the ability of the IWC to prevent extinctions. To underline this obligation, we therefore suggest to encompass the most endangered stocks, species, populations in a separate agenda item so that they are not lost in the long sequence of stocks we address every year. Thank you.
Thank you, Austria. I can't see.
Oman.
Oman, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Just first let me start, because it's a first intervention for me, to thank the government of Morocco and the people and the authority in the Agadir. Sorry to take you back now. In the principle, I accept and welcome the report of the scientific committee. However, there is one item which I have my reservation on, the issues about the whaling in the Arabian Sea. There is a refer to the Annex H, and there is the page 11, which I have my reservation at the moment on this regard. I think we need to make further studies and more details on this issue before accepting this statement here in the Annex H, page 11. Thank you.
Thank you, Oman. Debbie, would you like to comment on that?
I think one of the things that we did suggest is that we do need to do more research. So I fully agree that we do need to do more research on all the different aspects of the population, whether it be abundance, stock structure, and all the other mortality estimates that we have, whether they're strandings, bycod, or whatever.
Any other comments? I see none. The Commission notes the Scientific Committee report and endorses any recommendations. You may continue. 4.5, Southern Hemisphere Right Whales.
Thank you. This discussion can be found under item 10.5 of the Scientific Committee report, and you can also find more details in Annex F. It begins on page 44 of our SC report. The SC discussed right whales from Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and South America. Genetic comparisons of right whales around the Auckland Islands in New Zealand provided documented evidence of movement between these two regions. In addition, updated information on long-term monitoring program along the southern Australian coastline resulted in an annual increase rate of about 7.5% from the period between 1993 and 2009, and a total Australian abundance of about 3,000 animals. Discussion of the South American right whales focused on a report of a very successful workshop held in March of 2010, whose goal was to investigate the cause of the high mortality of particularly the first-year calves around Argentina. There were three leading hypotheses that emerged. One is that there's reduced food availability for the adult females. Two, that there's biotoxins. And three, infectious diseases. A number of recommendations were made to improve the understanding of the cause or causes, of which one of the high priority ones was a long-term monitoring program, and in addition, the continuation of a necropsy program. We can learn a lot of information from these two programs. These are detailed in discussion on pages 45 and 44. The committee also welcomed news of management measures to control the nuisance kelp gulls. The committee urged further collaboration among researchers in the area and recognized the importance of a governmental commitment to the right whale conservation. In regards to right whales in the South African area, the committee was pleased to receive updated information of an annual growth rate, which was around 7%, and a population size in 2006 of about 4,100 animals. It also endorsed a proposal to establish a Southern Ocean right whale photo ID catalog, which will become a very valuable tool. The committee was concerned to hear of the potential natural gas development in a region of South Africa, which is home to about 75% of the cow and calf pairs in the springtime. It recommended that all permit issues should contain mitigation measures to avoid the disturbance of the right whales. Oh, in addition, I'd like to note to you that there'll be a workshop held in Argentina in September 2011 to provide updated assessment of the southern right whales. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. New Zealand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last austral winter, the New Zealand government supported a research trip to the Auckland Islands that also included Australian and Chilean scientists. And as detailed in the scientific report, the satellite tagging that was carried out there demonstrated that these animals move north to feed, which is a reversal of the general migratory pattern. Now, because these animals are long-lived and individually identifiable, they're excellent candidates for long-term studies of the effects of climate change on migration patterns and behavior. And we support their inclusion in the Southern Ocean Research Partnership Program as a priority species for these investigations. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand, USA.
Thank you, Chair. As noted by Dr. Polka, a workshop was held in March of 2010 to investigate the causes of high mortality of the southern right whales at Peninsula Valdez. Since 2003, the number of reported right whale deaths has been recorded as 366, with 90% of these being first-year calves. As noted, three hypotheses for these mortalities have been identified and discussed. The U.S. would just like to add that we hope the scientific community, and the scientific committee in particular, will continue to explore the reasons for these high mortality of the southern right whale in this area. Thank you.
Thank you, USA. Argentina.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to thank the scientific committee for the work it has done. Of course, we support the sentiments expressed therein and the recommendations made. And with respect to the workshop in March 2010, we would like to thank the United States for its support, especially Robert Brownell, who became so actively involved in holding this workshop. For us, the right whale is a banner species. There are long-standing studies going back 40 years, so that today we have a great deal of information which is very useful and which can be replicated for study of other species, all species that are currently endangered or that are highly threatened. Naturally, we support the studies and the conclusions of the workshop, especially to continue working in all the areas where the species is found, not only in Argentina but also in other countries, to continue the long-term studies based on photo ID, which, as was said before, has proven to be a very valuable form of study. Of course, we are very pleased to receive the news about the upcoming workshop, September 2011 in Puerto Madre, concerning the southern right whale. It would be very important because the last assessment was done by this commission in 1988, and the results were published in a special volume. We think that too many years have gone by, and therefore we are very pleased to learn that the activity will be taking place. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brazil would like to say thank you for United States and specifically Bob Brunel and Argentina for the workshop that investigates the cause of mortality of right whales. Where also they talk about some issues that is a concern to right whales conservation and make some plans to study the cause of this mortality. About the recommendation to continue the service in Brazil, we agree with the scientific committee and will search alternatives to support the program. We would like to convention IWC also to ratify with that recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brazil. Any other comments? The Commission notes the Scientific Committee report and endorses any recommendations. I invite Debbie to continue. Item 4.6.
Thank you. This is other stocks of right whales and small stocks of bowhead whales. The discussion on the right whales can be found in item 10.6 in the Scientific Committee report, which begins on page 46. The committee received an update on North Atlantic right whales. The committee agreed that the documented growth, the successive years of improved calf production, and the management measures that have been taken give grounds for cautious optimism over the future status of this population. However, the committee repeated its previous recommendations that every effort should be made to reduce all human mortalities to zero. The committee also received reviews of past sighting surveys, photo IDs, and genetic type data from the North Pacific right whale. The Bering Sea and the Aleutian Islands population there is extremely small, and the committee considered it a matter of absolute urgency that further research be conducted on these right whales, including identifying current sources of human-induced mortalities. The discussions on other stocks of bowhead whales is discussed under item 10.6.3 on page 46, as you can see there, and the committee welcomed this information. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Any comments? I see none. The commission notes the scientific report and endorses any recommendations. Debbie, you may continue with 4.7.
Thank you. 4.7 is the research cruises, both the SOAR and the North Pacific. The Antarctic SOAR cruise is discussed under item 10.7 of the Scientific Committee report. The final IWC SOAR cruise took place in the years in the season 2009-2010 and had two main objectives. One, to undertake a sighting survey in collaboration with an Australian Antarctic Division aerial survey, and two, to continue research on its priority species, which are southern right whales, blue, fin, and humpback whales. As you can see on page 46, the cruise was very successful, and the committee wanted to thank the government of Japan for generously providing the vessel and the crew for this survey. The committee also wants to thank all the member nations and researchers who've contributed to this extensive program, particularly the governments of Japan and the former Soviet Union for providing survey vessels over the decades. The data that have been collected during this program have provided an unparalleled source of information of Antarctic cetaceans. The committee was pleased to receive plans for a systematic Japanese survey within areas 4 and 5 that will take place from December 2010 to February 2011. The discussion on the North Pacific cruises are under item 10.8, which begins on page 47. Last year, the committee welcomed a proposal for a medium to long-term cooperative research program to provide information for cetacean stock management in the North Pacific. An intersessional meeting to discuss this was held in Japan in September of 2009, and further focused workshop was also held to develop plans for the next 3 to 4 years, and that was also held in September. Plans for the survey are for July and August of this year, 2010. These plans were endorsed, and a planning meeting will be held in September for another cruise to be held in the summer of 2011. For this cruise, there are major CITES problems with respect to biopsy samples that must be overcome to maximize the research success. So the committee endorses the survey plan and recommends the investigations regarding the use of institutional permits begin immediately and to try to resolve this problem as soon as possible so the surveys can be as productive as possible. Japan will also conduct two additional national sighting surveys in the Pacific that you can see details on page 48. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Any comments, USA?
Thank you, Chair. As noted by the Chair of the Scientific Committee, the U.S. Takes note of the research cruise in the North Pacific from 2 July to 31 August, this 60-day cruise being sponsored by the government of Japan. The U.S. is strongly in favor of this research, but remains concerned that problems regarding issuance of required CITES permits will hinder its undertaking. We hope these issues will be quickly resolved and not impact the needed research. Thank you.
Thank you, USA. Australia.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the Chair of the Scientific Committee for her report. Australia would just like to draw stronger attention to the comments on the ending of 30 years of sighting surveys and non-lethal collaborative research that the Southern Ocean work was conducted under SOA. This was an enormous investment from Japan and all of the scientific committee. It's resulted in an extraordinary amount of research that has come to the scientific committee and informing what we know about Southern Ocean whales. We think it represents an excellent example of the type of collaborative research work that is increasingly being brought to the Commission, and we would like to see the Commission here particularly endorse the value of that work and recommend that all countries continue to engage in these large-scale collaborative research projects that can bring so much information into the Commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Australia, any other comments? I see none. The Commission, Japan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And again, we'd like to thank the Dr. Parker for the presentation. It was actually a great pleasure for Japan to have conducted a very extensive sighting survey, starting from so-called IDCR, and finally the name was changed to SOAR for almost 3 decades. And this is one of the flagship research activities for IWC and one of the symbolic cooperative studies of among our member countries. We continue to believe the importance of continuing the research activities, which is important for the estimate of stock size as well as collecting further information about stock structures. Because of the urgent importance of our research activities in the North Pacific Ocean, from this year we will shift the research activities to that area as explained by the Chair of the Scientific Committee. From July this year, we will conduct a sighting survey in the North Pacific Ocean, including the 200-mile zone of the United States. And the major target at this stage will be safe whales, and we hope this will strengthen the scientific information about this particular species. We like to thank especially the government of the United States to work with us to arrange the permit for entering into the U.S. 200-mile zone and also placement of researchers on our research vessel. We also like to thank the Korean government, which also sent the scientists to these research activities. And we like to continue this multilateral research activities, and hopefully this will again become another legacy for the IWC as a very good cooperation among member countries. Finally, as to the issue of a CITES permit just raised by the U.S. Delegation, we too like to solve this issue as quickly as possible. And because of differences about domestic handling of CITES procedures, we are having some problem of handling the biopsy sampling, biopsy samples. However, we have a mutual goal of strengthening and promoting the research activities, and we like to find some way out to utilize biopsy sampling, biopsy samples from these research activities. We like to express our continued commitment to work with countries concerned so that we can quickly find out some way out. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Japan. Korea?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to thank to the government of Japan to accept our scientists to aboard their fishing, their research cruise boat for the survey of no specific whale resources. As a scientist, I like to emphasize the importance of scientific committee's work. As you can see, every international fishery management organizations, the best scientific information available to the commission is very important, so that the commissioners can have kind of material to discuss on the specific issues. So in this regard, I'd like to support the crews which get the Japan initiatives to carrying this program, and also we will cooperate with Japan and other scientists continuously in doing this kind of research to with the aim of conservation and the management of whale resources in the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Korea. Any other comments? I'd just like to take this opportunity as well to thank the Japan and the many scientists involved in this important piece of research, which I think will go a long way in improving the scientific capacity of the International Whaling Commission. So once again, a special thank you to Japan and the scientists involved in the SOAR research program. I think the Commission notes the Scientific Committee report and endorses any recommendations. Dr. Palka, do you have any other items on the agenda, item 4.8?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Debbie, for your report on agenda item number 4. Fellow Commissioners, ladies and gentlemen, at this point I will break for coffee, and we will have a 20-minute break, and we will return at 4:45. When we return, we will be doing item 11 on the agenda. So we'll return at 4:45. Thank you very much.